Welcome, welcome. Hello to those who are just joining us. We're just talking all things convention. What are you most looking forward to about this year's convention? Jeff says Mel Robbins. Yeah, I forgot to mention. She is legend. I hope you're enjoying her books, podcasts, all the things. There's a lot of great nuggets to take away. Okay. All right, we've got Facebook on with us now, and we are in good shape. So on the topic of convention, Laura Jacobs is going to be lots of she's going to be presenting what they're calling a Foundations Workshop. Some of you are familiar with these. But she's on with all of these experts. So we've got Dr. Riggs, Dr. Stevens, Alex DeBell, Jared Auger, Lauren Bush, and then Laura, and then Myra, and Dr. Ricky. So this is going to be, they're calling it a convention edition of Foundations Workshop, but it's not during convention. It's actually in 2 days. So it's August 15th at 10 a.m. And my understanding is this is like a 5-hour event. So buckle up because it's going to be awesome. So how can you tune into that? Well, we've got a handy dandy QR code for you. So here it is. You can register now. I wonder if I can copy that. It looks like you can go to bit.ly/doTERRAFoundations2025 if you're not able to see the screen. So do not miss out on that. We all know these amazing presenters and minds, and they're going to have so much valuable content to deliver there. Awesome. And again, for those of you who are wondering what events we have going around convention, go to sharesuccess.com/convention, and you can see the whole lineup of at least the events that we know about. I've heard that there's a Symphony of Cells that week too, but I don't have the link to that. So sharesuccess.com/convention. So I'll share the screen right here too. So there it is. I think we also updated the sharesuccess.com/events page. So it's got all the convention events there too. So lots of good stuff there. Somebody asked in the chat about our business training. They appreciated the 2023 version. Lots of insights, skill building, actionable scripts. We can put it in practice right away. Last year's focused on CRMs. For 2025, what are the main topics and learning objectives? So here's what we've heard from the field. The field. Everyone that I've talked to loved Lindsay Norman and what she shared at Leadership this year, but it was too little. It was not enough flesh, and so they wanted to hear more from her. So we've invited her to dive deeper, and so she's going to be sharing a lot of the scripting around how she talks to prospects, how she onboards, and then how she launches new builders. And it's going to be very practical. So you're going to be seeing her mindset in the way that this plays out for her. So you're not going to want to miss the business training. And you can access that through the sharesuccess.com/convention. That calendar is all clickable. So you just click on that part. I think it's called Reimagine Your Business is the name of that training. Okay, great questions. And last year there was a lot of talk around tools. I know we had we had Zydo. There was a whole presentation on Zydo. There was also a presentation on the what's doTERRA's Power Me. And then There was also, oh, Up Level 21 they talked about. This year's gonna there's gonna be a lot less. Yeah, it's gonna be a lot higher level. I would call it more mindset skill set and less tool set. Last year was tool heavy. Brenda's asking if there's a medical forum this year. I haven't heard. So if anybody knows, please chime in the chat. Oh, Marianne says yes. Okay. And then Lindsay. I'm not sure what link you're talking about, Paula, but I think Lindsay was talking about just the Share Success business training. So that's at sharesuccess.com/convention. All righty. Well, I'm excited to dive in and have some live Q&A. So if you want to go ahead and raise your hand, we can talk about whatever it is that's coming up for you. Oh, so Paula, yeah, so sorry, Lindsay. I thought you meant the Lindsay who's on the call. So Lindsay will be sharing at the business training during convention. So if you want to link to that business training, go to sharesuccess.com/convention. Yeah, and Marianne just put the specific link once you get there to link to that business training. Reimagine your business is what it's called. Thank you, Marianne, for sharing that. Okay. Yeah, so raise your hand. What questions do you have? How can I serve you today? And that is the Wednesday before convention. Wednesday is a full day for us. We've got emotions training from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then that business training goes from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then we're doing Move with Joe at 9 from 9 to 10. So take your Mito 2 Max that day. You're going to want it. Okay, Paula is saying building online and in person, looking for the daily mode of operation for those two. I cannot speak to building online because Natalie and I don't have any success to speak to there. But yeah, we could definitely talk more about building in person. So Andrea is raising her hand. So I don't know if this is in response to that or but why don't we bring Andrea in and then we'll hit that. Okay. Hello, Andrea.
Hi, Andy. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I just have like a quick question. I'm in a couple of, network group where all the ladies meet for lunch and all of that. And one of them is this lady that has Juice Plus. It's some other network marketing thing.
Yeah.
And she's always there, and I have all this clinical research and da 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 da. And by the time she's done, I'm like, what do we even say about our stuff? I feel like I don't want to like really compete with her, and who's better, who's got the better vitamins, who's got the better omegas, and then I just talk about emotional oils, which is fine, but what do you do when there is somebody like that? Do you have any advice for me how I could still put
Sure.
all of our wonderful vitamins and you just said Mito to Max, and not feel like I'm just sort of saying, ours is better. Don't buy that juice.
Yeah. I totally hear you. Yeah, I used to go to networking groups. BNI was the one that I'd go to. And Corporate Alliance was another local one. So I totally hear you and I feel your pain. I think the key is when you're just competing on the same level as them, like if they're putting forth their omegas, I mean, you've already said it yourself, like to come out next and say, well, our omegas are better. That's Red Ocean strategy, right? So
Right.
they most of you have probably heard of that book, Blue Ocean,
Yeah.
this concept that it's not worth your time or energy to compete in a red ocean. That's where the sharks go, and it's just, it's a bloodbath. And so anywhere people are offering the same products or similar, just stay away. Go for the blue ocean. So here's my top advice for you, Andrea. It sounds like she's leading out with science, and she's talking heavy on product.
Yes.
So I love how you're going to emotions. One of the best ways to speak to the audience who has ears to hear the emotional story is through stories. So I love the book by Seth Godin, Marketers Are Storytellers.
Let me write that down.
And the title actually says Marketers Are Liars, and it has liars crossed out, and it says storytellers. He's such a brilliant mind. So I invite each of us on this call to take a serious look at your storytelling skills, because stories sell. Stories are what engage the heart. Stories are what stick. It's what people will remember. You could talk science and vitamins all day till you're blue in the face. And if there are people who that will speak to, but if you want to speak to a different audience, then tell stories. And just go through your catalog of doTERRA history. They could be your stories, they could be clients, people that you've worked with. It could be told someone totally cross line that you just maybe you went to convention and you heard this or that story. It doesn't matter where they come from, but really one of the greatest opportunities each of us has is to be the editor of the stories in our lives, and to let the best rise to the top and constantly be telling those stories. It's amazing how we might grow tired of the stories, but I can't tell you how many times people come up to me and say, oh my gosh, I heard your Natalie's stories, and it was, it changed. And you're like, I've told that story 1,000 times. So just be patient with the process. Seth Brisme says you have to beat a drum, like a message, for at least a year before your team will hear it. And so get used to telling similar stories, but just be. I was standing, and actually, our family went to Disney World last year, and we found ourselves in line for a ride. It was the Avatar ride, where it's 3D, and you're flying like on one of those, flying horse creatures. And I asked myself, why are there thousands of other people who are choosing to stand and do nothing for 3 hours for this 3-minute ride? Literally, the ride is you're on, you're off, 3 minutes, you're done. And the reason is because of a story. Somebody told the story, the Avatar story, and it was so engaging that people bought in to, I can be part of that story. Same thing with Harry Potter. People are in line for 3 hours and spend thousands of dollars to get to an amusement park to be part of a story. So we get to be better storytellers, and I just one little tip on storytelling. We love to focus on the winning part, when doTERRA came in and saved the day. But that part has very little meaning unless you've gone deep into the pain. The problem part of the story needs to be 60 to 70% of your story. So what was the problem? What was the cost of the problem? What did that feel like? What taste like? What did it sound like? Like, what are the really descriptive words that help people go there in their minds and see themselves in that story. And the more you can bring people along on that story, the more they'll remember you, and the more they'll want to hear what it is you have to offer. So get just come out of the closet with the fact that we are in the storytelling business.
Yeah.
That's who we are, and embrace it. So that would be my top tip to leave the red ocean of science tit for tat tool, I guess, tool comparison. So.
Oh, that's so true, Andy. Thank you. And I have an older grandson who they wanted to put on Ritalin, and can't sit still in school. Why would he? But in any case, I did talk about him and the pain, and that that was before we had the kids set. I made him that peaceful child roller, and we
Awesome.
on the Navajo Rez actually agreed to use it and
Wow.
take that stuff. And instead of a timeout, he got an oil time.
Oh, I love that.
Middle of nowhere. This is not like a Montessori school in Santa Fe.
Yeah.
But then I thought, oh, I already told that story. I can't tell it again. So you're really encouraging me, because that did
Absolutely.
people really interested. And I figure if I get them engaged with essential emotions, then I can, talk about our supplements and the serotonin, and they've gotten all of that. But I just wanted to, this is really encouraging to me, Andy. Thanks.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's such a good reminder for me what business we're in.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing that. Somebody is asking, what is the Peaceful Child blend? Can you speak more to that?
Oh, I'd have to look it up. It was something that we had before we had the kids set with calmer in it, but it's
Yes.
very similar to our actual peace blend. It was just a little different formulated for children, basically like
Yeah.
a calming blend in a roller bottle for kids. I could see if I can find the recipe and put it in the chat.
It's fine. That's what I wanted. It was just the context. It was
Yeah, that's what it was.
well. Yeah, it's what
And
we.
now I just use calmer or peace, which both work great.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's fun to think back to like before we had GX Assist. We all made our own little GX assists, we would share recipes, and we would make our we ha all of us bought the empty gel caps because we made so many of our own blends. We made our own On Guard Plus.
Yep.
We made our own GX. Like it was there was a sleep formula we made, and so yeah, that takes me back. Peaceful child.
Yeah.
Awesome. Great question, Andrea. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. See you soon at convention.
Yes, we look forward to it.
Me too.
Okay, Brenda is asking, do Gen Z want to hear all these stories? I cannot think of a single generation that has not loved stories. Maybe different stories resonate with different generations, but the fact that Netflix stock is through the roof. Disney is making more money than ever. It's not because of special effects. It's not because I mean it's incredible that it's all just storytelling. That's all it is. And if you look at good marketers, like the very best influencers, that's what they're doing. They're telling stories. It's fascinating when you break it down. Maybe Gen Z's doesn't have the patience, but it's funny. Somebody created a platform that was supposed to be like these 6-minute movies, and they're like, yeah, this is what Gen Z wants. They just want short, short form content is where it's at. And it totally flopped. They spent billions of dollars and it completely failed. So I would question your assumptions about Gen Z. I'm not advocating for long sales pitches. I'm just saying tell stories. That's all I'm saying. So yeah, it's s stories sell And yeah, and facts tell. Thank you for posting that. And then it looks like Marianne posted the Peaceful Child blend. Thank you so much for that. Yes. Yeah, no kidding, right? Okay, let's raise your hand if you have a question. I thought I saw somebody else raise their hand, but it's down now, so feel free to raise your hand. Yeah. The veggie cap days takes me right back. We are so blessed to have so many incredible solutions at our fingertips. Somebody, I think it was Dr. O, we were talking to him and he said, you know, the peppermint capsules are so powerful that you could create an entire network marketing company just off that one product. Like we so undersell what it is that we have. Like we just, it's hard to appreciate just what we have. And I would argue that the same thing is true for many of our products and product categories. You know, the whole On Guard line, the digestive stuff. Yeah. So good. Yeah. And there's still a space for gel caps, you know, like I love making potions for the kids and friends. Oh, okay. So somebody says, I'm looking to do in-home spa and other classes. Any tips for these, especially for enrollments? So with the spa nights or spa classes, what we found is if you make it 100% experiential, you're going to have low enrollments. There needs to be some education and there needs to be some inviting to take action. And it needs to be really clear and focused around what you're educating on. So the spa night can be just a way to get them to come and to engage and to have the experience, but don't abandon the actual education. So we have a whole team under Amy Fulmer. They were doing spa nights, they were having so much fun. Enrollments were awful until they put the class smack dab in the middle of that. And it needs to be at least 20, 25 minutes. So don't short sell the educational experience. I don't know of any recorded classes of that. So if anybody knows of any, feel free to post those. And then I saw another question about I'm relaunch. Okay, Marianne says I'm relaunching my business. Starting over feels a little overwhelming. So if I were you, if I was starting from zero, I would start with the business building guide, and I would turn to that finding a builder section, and that's where I would put my main focus. Is in finding builders. That's how you're going to have the best structure. It's going to have how you'll create the most momentum, and how you'll get. I think it's incredible how motivating it is to just have someone to run with, to have a partner who's running with you, who's got the vision, and they're willing, to do a lot of the lifting with you. So that's where I would start if I was starting over. She says she's heading into Diamond Club. Yeah, Diamond Club is one of those places where it's easy to get not distracted is the wrong word. I guess hyper-focused on the wrong metrics in Diamond Club because it's all about classes and enrollments. It's easy to take your eye off the mark, which is on building momentum. And the best way, like you have to imagine, what does this look like when Diamond Club's over? You know, if I'm not, if I don't want to be as heavily involved, how can I make the most of this Diamond Club experience? And the only way to do that is to find builders and sharers. So, I would keep your eye on that target. And make sure that you're doing lots of inviting. And every conversation, I want you inviting, are you open to looking at the business? Are you open to sharing? Are you open to hosting? Just creating, opening that door for them to walk through, because Diamond Club does have an end date. And if you don't want to be out there doing those activities forever, then you need to find builders. So the only answer I've found to that is always be asking, always be inviting. Okay. Julie says, I know my why, but after 10 years, I'm struggling with the how. All right. Can you give us more detail? I'd love to know, kind of, I see somebody else who says the same. And raise your hand if you're willing to come on live. This would be a great dialogue to have. I just want to have a little bit more information. Okay. All right, Julie, if you want to rejoin as a panelist, then we can have a more of a conversation. Hello, friend.
Hi there. How are you, Andy?
So good.
So my how is, so I feel like my why is God called me. Period. God said, this is your purpose. Everything that your life has culminated to this point is for such a time as this for you to share doTERRA with the people around you that I put in front of you. And so I know that God has called me to do this. And I've prayed over and over again, Lord, if this is really what you want me to do, please show me. And he does every single time. And I still question whether it's really real that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And so I've got that down now. My why is because I've been called. And my how, like everybody says, you got to build on social media, you got to do this, you got to do that. I've done all the trainings, Andy. I have. I've been at every
Yep.
single one of them. I've done all the coaches, Tiffany Peterson and Deb Erickson, and I've done all that stuff, and I've done Diamond Club over and over and over again. And you're absolutely right on when you said it's easy to focus on the wrong thing. And I kept focusing on rank and paycheck and bonuses. And that is not what God called me to do. God called me to love the people, love on the people. And it doesn't even matter the momentum. It doesn't, none of that for me. That's not what God's asked me to do. He's asked me to love on the people. And so I am a very type A, feel like I have to achieve all of those things. And so I've had to really take a step back from my business. And also I've been ministering to my daughter who has had a disability the last 2 years. So that has taken a lot of my time, being her caregiver. And now I'm ready to step back in. And it's like, okay, there's so many different ways, to reach out to the social media that I really feel one of my upline said, what brings you joy? And it's teaching. I love in-person teaching classes and talking about oils. And so I think that's my how, but I haven't been super successful at inviting and getting people to come to in-person classes. So I don't know if I should start a YouTube channel and start teaching that way, but that doesn't give me the personal interaction.
So it sounds like you're feeling called, and you've got the drive, you've got the passion. But now the question is, how do I execute that? It sounds like you've tried the in-person classes, but you're not getting the numbers that you're hoping for.
Right.
So, what's your process for inviting?
So I have farmers markets,
Awesome.
and so I use those contacts that I make at the farmers market to invite them for health scans. I have a Zytobalance. I had an Itovi for years. I invite them to have a free health scan. Through text usually. That seems to be the most effective now. Most people don't look at their email. So even though I get their email address and their phone number, I always the same day of the market, I reach out and touch them. And then I touch them the next day or a couple days later. And I continue to leave them on my list and invite them to anything that I'm having, as far as, I have a weekly Zoom Q&A session, and I have, I try to do a monthly continuing ed class, which seems like that has not been my biggest. There always seems to be something going on. Somebody's in the hospital that I need to visit. Somebody, and I like big stuff that I can't just say, oh, I have to do my continuing ed, so I can't do that. Every month it's something that, because I've scheduled it for the last Saturday of the month, and for some reason it gets blown out every single time.
Do you have who on your team could help with those?
I only have really one person on my team building, and she is super self-sufficient. But she's super busy doing her thing. So I'm not going to ask her to help me with my events when, because she's having multiple events a week. She's building, she's doing Diamond Club, she's, like doing all the things that I've done. And so she's not the person that I'm going to ask to help with events. All my other ones have fallen away.
I can tell from the chat that you're not alone. We've all had builders who have dropped out, stepped away, maybe taken a break. So you're not alone on this. Have you watched the Matt Hall video about
Yes.
building
The
internationally?
Indonesia one. Yeah, I loved it. Absolutely loved it. Got a lot of really great nuggets from that.
Have you tried putting any of those principles into practice?
No, because I'm still trying to be on my knees and asking for, but yes, it's so funny. It's that story with the helicopter and the boat and the rescue, the guy in the flood that's on the rooftop, So you've given me so many great tools. You guys, I like everything that we have, is from you. The Share Success, the Empowered Success, the guides, the all of that, but and I've got, yeah, anyway, go ahead, you say what you were gonna say.
Well, I just wonder, so for those who are wondering which video we're talking about, it's Matt Hall hopped on a call for us, and we were about to go to Indonesia, and we had lots of people excited about Indonesia, and so he kindly shared like 2 hours of his time doing this training for us. So it's sharesuccess.com/Indonesia. So there's the link. So in this call, he gives really, really genius ideas
Super genius.
for getting in front of people who normally would not be open. And he does it in the context of building internationally, but I hope that you can all have eyes to see that this is not just about building internationally. This is about getting in front of new people, period. This is about finding builders, period. This is not just I have to go build in Indonesia, okay? That was just the context for that day. So he specifically says, make a post on social media that I'm expanding my team. I'm looking for people who know about Indonesia, who have contacts there and can teach me, and I'll pay you to teach me everything you know about Indonesia and what I should know about launching my business there. And so in this meeting, and you don't have to only have to pay him 15, 20 bucks, right? This is not like, it's not crazy. But it helps it what that does is it does magic because it takes away their inhibitions about, oh shoot, I'm gonna get pitched. You know what I mean? Because you already paid them for their time. And so it looks like just giving taking that time, going through explaining the business, explaining what you're up to, and in his case, it's Indonesia. But in your case, it's like, hey, I'm looking for people who want to create a side income. And what is it that what is it that you're excited about? These are the types of people that I'm looking for. There are actually a lot of other companies that are failing right now, other network marketing companies. Most of you know about Modere. Many of you have probably heard about Seint, Seint,
Yes.
and then also Rodin and Fields. They completely shut down their network marketing arm, and so
Thrive Life just closed. I just got a letter from Thrive Life last week
yeah,
that they're closing their
exactly,
doors.
exactly. So the genius of this concept is, I mean, let's just take other network marketing companies as an example. So you could say, hey, I'm learning everything I can about direct sales, and I'm looking for people who are experts in that space, and I'll pay you for your time. And then I'm specifically wanting to learn about, Rodin and Fields, or name the company. And the more specific you can be, the more the higher response rate you'll get. And so, in that conversation, you can be like, "Hey, I'm looking for partners, and this is what I'm looking for." And as you list out the description of what you're looking for, what are they going to be saying? Well, what about me? Right?
Right.
You're talking as if this is like an abstract. Can you help connect me with people? But that's the genius of it is it gets them open and listening in a way where they're not feeling like you're hard selling them. So I hope all of you can watch that video with an open mind and open eyes and see just how brain like mind blowing the whole concept is. It's really, really fantastic. So that would be my invitation to you, Julie, is to just be trying new methods of reaching people and finding builders. It sounds like you have no problem finding customers. You're ready for builders. And so
Yes.
this is the approach that I would use. You can choose whatever audience you want. Maybe it's mental health. Maybe it's AI. Like maybe you're excited about building out systems with AI. So you make a post similar to what Matt describes. And the cool thing about this video, he shares the actual posts and the actual conversations that he has with people. And so you don't have to just make stuff up. You can take what he wrote and then just, copy paste. So that would be my advice to you, Julie, is stay on your mission. Like if God's called you to this,
Yeah.
then it's a good thing. It's a righteous pursuit,
Right.
and don't be attached to how it looks. Maybe farmers markets worked for a season. Maybe they don't now.
Right.
And so, getting on Zoom with someone, could be the approach. Getting connected to different people locally instead of those who are coming to the farmers markets. Just putting yourself out there in new ways, I think is the it's the new class, right?
Right.
And so classes still work. The Amy Fulmer's team, the primary
Right.
building method is classes. So it still works. But be open to new ways of connecting, finding, inviting. So that's my invitation to you, Julie. Just keep on keeping on
Yeah.
and be
Just
open.
don't quit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't quit.
Right. Yeah, thank you, Andy. I appreciate your time and that you do this every week. It's such a blessing to be able to come here and know that I can just listen or I can ask a question. So thank you for providing the space.
Absolutely. So good to see your face, Julie.
I'll see you at convention. I'm going to the training also. So
Awesome. We'll see you soon.
thanks, Andy.
Take care. Okay. Yeah, definitely check out Matt's video. It's to me, it's so liberating how easy it can be. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be the grind. It can be flow. And his watch the video too, and learn everything you can from his mindset. Matt and Shantae have some of the best mindsets that I've seen anywhere in doTERRA. They try everything. They're not attached to what's going to work, and they keep showing up and they keep winning. So we can all learn a lot from that. Okay. All right. Somebody on Facebook is asking for the Peaceful Child blend. So I'll post that in the chat. The formatting's not great, but Peaceful Child. Maybe I can show it on my screen too, just to I keep having empathy for those who are not on live. I always forget that they can't read the chat. And so here's a screenshot of what they posted. I haven't actually made this particular blend. So I just know what they put in the chat. So hopefully that helps. Okay, other questions. Okay, somebody's asking why are there two numbers? I thought it was for like different amounts, like if you're making a big batch or a small batch. But they're all exactly the same. So don't worry about the numbers. Just use the one number. Okay. All right. Somebody missed the screenshot, so let's put that back up. Okay, what other questions do you have for me today? Yeah, that's a lot of vetiver, isn't it? I have to tell you though, vetiver works, man. It is so good. Yeah, vetiver is a powerhouse. Yes, very good for focus too, Shelley says. Okay. Okay, on Facebook, Kelly says, how do I find the doTERRA experience online? It was ideas to run experience days for your team with lots of lovely ideas. Okay. You can always go to experiencedoterra.com and see what we're marketing, the event that we do almost every month. But I think what you're talking about is it leadership? check and see. Yeah, okay. So let me share the link or share my screen. So if you go to sharesuccess.com/leadership and then scroll down, you'll see the schedule that we use for Experienced doTERRA and the PowerPoint that we use for Experienced doTERRA. So you're welcome to download all that and customize, just make a copy and go to town. Do what works for you. I know that Melody Watts, she came to ours a couple times and then she started hosting her own. And she did them up in Idaho. So there was no corporate tour. The corporate tour is not necessary. Sometimes they have a guest come on from corporate, but most of the time they don't. The key is just creating a space where people can come and have an experience. So they experience the product, they hear stories, lots of leader stories, and that's the recipe for success right there. So feel free to tune into that. Jeff is asking if our Wednesday event in September will be available online. We don't know for sure. We're still waiting to get a bid back from the video guy. So don't plan on it. But we will let you know if it is. Okay. Any other questions on, oh, on Facebook? Ruth is asking for the link to Matt's video. So go to sharesuccess.com/Indonesia to watch Matt's video. And again, he talks a lot about Indonesia, but it's not just about that. Okay, any other questions today? Had an awesome chat today. Got lots of good topics. Okay. All right. Well, if there's no other questions, thank you so much for joining. It's always a gift to be together and come to convention. Do anything you can to be there. It's so, so valuable. And we'll see you next week. Take care.